Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter that discusses the frequency of making salam. We discussed before the pitch, in other words, how loud salam should be made, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make salam so that people could hear him. However, he would not disturb anybody. If anyone was resting or sleeping, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not cause them any type of inconvenience. Then we did in the beginning, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned afshu salama bainakum, that make salam something frequent amongst you. So today this hadith that we're doing, or the chapter that we're starting, in the hadith that we're doing in this chapter, speaks about the frequency. How often should we make salam? This is also shown to us in our Mubarak Deen. One is the salam that is shown to us, one is the words that are shown to us, one is the how we should be making it, when we should be making it, to whom we should be making, whom should begin first. Now we're going to something known as the frequency. Like a person going to the doctor will tell him, you take 2 tablets 3 times a day. So he knows how many tablets to take, and he knows how many times he needs to take the tablets. Frequency will be the number of times in the day that he needs to take the tablet. So a person may ask, how often do we need to make salam to somebody that we see? So today's chapter discusses this. Babu istihbabi i'adati salami ala man takarrara liqahu ala qurbin بأن دخل ثم خرج ثم دخل في الحال وحال بينهما شجرة. The chapter on the desirability of repeating the salam to the person one meets after a short time, after he has come in or has gone out, and then he returned immediately, or a tree or something similar that comes between them. So what this means is, somebody was in the room, he went out of the room for a short while, he may have went outside in the yard, and he came back, see, it is a lounge or it's a room. He came back in, and the people that are there, he makes salam to them again. He went out for some work and he came back. Every time he went out, he came back, he made salam. So he's showing us, it doesn't mean that the person made salam once, now he doesn't need to make again. He just went out for whatever work he went out, when he came back, he makes salam again. So now what we're doing? Making salam frequent. And then the next part of it shows that we should be so frequent, we should be making salam, that if 2 people are walking, a tree has come in between, or there's some barrier that has come in between both people that were walking, when they meet on the other side again they make salam. So salam is something that is very frequent, as we can see here. It's not something that we do once and we just leave it for the day. You know, I already made salam for the day. If you meet the person again, then the person makes salam again. Obviously, if the other person is reciting Quran Sharif, the person is engaged in zikr, or he's doing anything that is necessary for him to do, any hajat that he has, for example, he may be making wuzu, he may be going to use the toilet, he may be eating, he may be busy talking to someone, at that time we don't make any salam to that person. But if that person is free, and we were with that person, and now we met them again, then again we make salam. On Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, annahu ja'a fasalla thumma ja'a ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasallama alayhi faradda alayhi salam. فقال ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي فرجع فصلى ثم جاء فسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى فعل ذلك 3 مرات متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated a hadith about a person who offered his salah incorrectly, that he came and he offered salah. One person came to the masjid and he offered his salah. So what happened when this person came? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made salam. So he first read his salah, but he didn't read his salah correctly. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he made salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. He greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned his salam. He replied to his salam. So and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, irji' fa salli, go back and repeat your salat. You haven't read your salat correctly. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't tell him what was incorrect in his salah. He was reading, he was doing his postures very, very quickly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell him that you didn't do that correctly. He wanted him to go and think, what are you doing? He wanted him to concentrate in his salah, pay more attention to his salah. So the part that is tying up with this chapter, as we're going on, we'll see, is he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi replied. And then what had happened was, this person went and he repeated his salah. So after he repeated his salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not happy with his salah. He told him, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli, go back and offer your salah, as you have not offered your salah. The man went back and offered the salah. He then went and offered salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam until this happened 3 times. So every time he came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam replied to his salam. Now this is showing us frequency of salam. One person repeating his salah, but after he repeated his salah, he came and he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam replied to his salam. If it was something that we shouldn't be doing so often, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have corrected him in that also, like how he corrected him for his salah. So in other words, salam is something that we make frequently. And just a reminder again that whether we're making salam on the phone, or whether we're making salam to a friend, or via email, then salam must be made in full. These words are words taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person that says, assalamu alaykum, 10 salam. Wa rahmatullah, 20. Wa barakatuhu, 30. So why do we want to lose out on free salah? If anybody tells us, buy one, get one free, we all want to grab it. Here we are getting 30 just for making full salam. We shouldn't be foolish and lose it. We should grab all this free that we're getting just by making salam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making salam in full. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.